biblicalchurchmeeting.com. How to get eternal life. To get eternal life, you must believe in Jesus Christ. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Each of us needs Jesus Christ, but most of us don't realize how much we need him. That's because we tend to think that we're good people and God is probably pleased with us. We think we're doing fine on our own, but we're really not. Each of us has sinned, and as a result, God is not pleased with us at all. Whether we know it or not, we've each got a serious problem, and if we don't realize it, we're not going to do anything about it. Notice what Jesus said in Luke 5:31 through 32. And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. In the same way that people usually don't go to the doctor unless they think they're sick, a person needs to really understand that he's a sinner before he will see his need for Jesus Christ. To see that you're a sinner, you need to think about what God requires of you. God requires that you love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength, and that you love your neighbor as yourself. Here's what Jesus said to a scribe who asked him what the greatest commandment in the law was. Mark 12:29-31. And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Think about that for a minute. Has there ever been a time in your life when you didn't really love your Creator with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Have you ever done or said anything that showed at that moment that you didn't really love God like you should? Has there ever been a time when you did not love your neighbor as yourself? Have you ever stolen from someone, or lied about someone, or said something unkind to someone, or hated someone? Have you ever done or said anything to another person that you knew would make things worse for that person while making things better for yourself? If so, then you're a sinner. And that means there's hope for you, since Jesus came here for us sinners. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God who came into the world to save sinners. That's the whole reason Jesus became a human being, so that he could die on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. So that if we believe in him, God forgives us of all of our sins and gives us eternal life. Jesus Christ came into the world, lived perfectly and never sinned, was crucified on the cross for our sins, and then rose from the dead the third day. When the Son of God was on the cross, the Father made him to actually become sin in his eyes, so that he could forgive us and make us righteous in his eyes. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God sees the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed as he was dying on the cross as the thing that justifies us before him. Romans 5:6-9. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Not believing in Jesus Christ is a very bad sin. It is, in fact, the sin that will keep you from receiving eternal life. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ and receive the free gift of eternal life that God is offering you, then you will simply get what you deserve in God's eyes as a sinner. Your name will not be written in the book of life. The wrath of God will stay on you always. You will be damned for eternity, and you will end up in the lake of fire. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You must repent of your unbelief that is keeping you from believing in Jesus Christ and believe in him with all your heart. You can believe in him right now. Nothing is stopping you at this moment. Call out to him right now as a sinner and believe in Jesus Christ with all your heart. If you do believe in Christ, the next thing you should do is to say so out loud. You should say so to the Lord, and you should say so to someone else. And if you truly do believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that God raised him from the dead, you will not be ashamed to tell people. Notice what it says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you do believe in Jesus Christ, then you will seek to get baptized. You will want to do so, regardless of the consequences, because you are not ashamed to be a believer in Jesus Christ. Basically, there are two types of people, those who believe in Jesus Christ and who, of course, want to get baptized, and those who don't really believe in him. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Find a Christian who is willing to baptize you in water in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Believing in the risen Lord Jesus Christ in your heart is what makes you righteous in God's eyes. Getting baptized is what you do as a result. It is the answer of your newly clear conscience toward God. You are identifying yourself to God and to everyone as a believer in Christ, who died, was buried, and then rose again from the dead. Find someone familiar enough with the Bible to know that new believers in Christ in the New Testament were baptized immediately after believing, and that any believer can baptize any other believer. If someone wants you to wait and not get baptized today, but first go through an educational course before you get baptized, run from that person and find someone else. Such a person may mean well, but he disagrees with what the Bible says. Notice that all of these folks were baptized the same day that they believed. Acts 2:41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 8:12. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:36-38. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. If you're still not convinced to become a believer in Jesus Christ, then read the Gospel of John, the fourth book of the New Testament. God loves you very much, wants you to enjoy eternal life and be with him forever, and has provided you with that book for the purpose of helping you believe in Jesus Christ. It's not a very long book, just read it. Even if you are already now a believer, reading the book of John is a good starting place to help you get to know the Lord better. As a believer, you'll find that the Holy Spirit will help you understand what you're reading. And if you're not yet a believer, he'll help you to become one as you read. John 20:31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name.